Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Kyle. It's in your coffee close close support. How can I help you today?
Beg your pardon?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Kyle. It's in your coffee from Custom Support. How can I help you today?
Oh, I was calling about some charges that were made on my credit card from your company.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I can check and see, ma'am. What's your zip code, please?
29056.
And what's your first and last name, please?
Girlene Stevens.
For security purposes, ma'am, can you verify your shipping address, please?
421 Long Branch Road, Greeleyville, South Carolina.
Okay, thank you so much for verifying information. Give me one moment, please.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, ma'am. Are you there?
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. I was reviewing the account, ma'am. I see you back on October 10th, ma'am. You paid $7.95, ma'am, for the sweet sets entry to win the KitchenAid mixer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Basically, that KitchenAid mixer, ma'am, was a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning. If you did not win, ma'am, they will try to charge you for the online discount electronic store membership.
So?
Yes, ma'am. You was calling in and asked why you was charged, ma'am. I'm stating why you was charged, ma'am.
So why was I charged, $56? Let me see. I think I was charged, hold on a minute. I was charged, hold on a minute. I was charged $65.03.
You was charged $65.03, ma'am?
Yeah, $65.03 for my credit card.
I don't see that charge here, ma'am. The only thing I see is $7.95 you called in about, ma'am, and a $39.99.
Well, my credit card was charged, was billed $65.03 on the 11/15. From Majestic?
That's not with our company, ma'am.
That's your company?
No, ma'am, that's not with our company, ma'am.
What company are you with?
Ma'am, this is for the KitchenAid mixer, ma'am, you ordered.
Well, that's the bill that was on my credit card. It is from Majestic.
That's not with our company, ma'am. The charge you're talking about, 6503, ma'am. That's not with our company, ma'am.
Well, I don't see we having bill of seven. You say I would bill seven what?
$7.95.
I don't see that on my credit card bill. All I saw was $65.03 last month. I paid that one, and then I was charged again. This to send me another bill today for $56.95.
Yes, ma'am. That's for the Factory Direct 7 store membership, ma'am. When you order that KitchenAid mixer to the Sweet Sex entry, you have 24 to 40 hours to call in the council, ma'am. You didn't do so, maybe try for the membership fee. Which
yes,
is
I did. I canceled it the same night. I called back, and I told them I found out what it was, what it was all about, and I said I didn't want it. So the lady I spoke with, she said she canceled it, but she had given me a cancellation number, but I wrote the number down. I forgot where I put the number.
Okay.
So I need another cancellation number to cancel all this stuff off my credit card. God, I have not used this credit card. That's the only time I used this credit card that time with that KitchenAid thing, and that's when those charges came up on my credit card. But I've got my bank on top of it. You know, they told me to reach out to y'all and see if y'all can cancel it for me, or either they will have to dispute on it.
So you already have filed a dispute with your bank?
Well, they told me to see if y'all would see what y'all would cancel it first. If y'all didn't do anything, then they will go ahead and dispute it. These charges on my credit card. I have not used this credit card for no other reason besides just trying to get this KitchenAid thing. And I told them it sounded like a scam to me.
Okay, ma'am. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
I'm still here. Just give me one moment, please.
Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am. Just waiting for a response from my supervisor. Just give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Hello, ma'am.
Okay,
Hello,
I'm
ma'am.
saying, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for patiently holding, ma'am. I have consulted my supervisor, ma'am. She has reviewed the account. She do see here what you did call in on October 10th, ma'am, for the membership fee to be canceled. But she doesn't see here what you called in and canceled for the HeroBot meal planner app, ma'am. She said to me for the $39.99, ma'am, she can refund you basically for 50% refund.
Say it again. I don't understand that.
Yes, ma'am. You call in on October the 10th, ma'am, basically canceling for any more future charges for the membership fee. So what she has done as a customer courtesy refunds you for the $56.95 twice. But the charge for $39.93, ma'am, she don't see where you call in and cancel for that, ma'am, which was done on December the 12th. She says to me, ma'am, for the $39.99, ma'am, I can refund you for 50% refund, which is $20.
Well, I didn't. So what's the 39 what? What's
30,
that for?
$39.99, ma'am, is for the HeroBot meal planning app, ma'am. That gives you meal planning apps to basically help you stay in shape. It gives you meal planning apps through your email, basically app you download from the link, ma'am.
No, I told her on that night to cancel everything. And she gave me a cancellation number, but I forgot where I wrote it down at. So I'm not going to be charged for anything. Cause I didn't receive anything from you all. So I want this mess off my credit card ASAP.
Give me one moment, please, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. Just give me one moment, please.
Still here.
Hello, ma'am.
I'm still here.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for patiently holding, ma'am. I have consulted my supervisor about the charge for $39.99, ma'am. As a one-time customer courtesy, ma'am, she has refunded you for that charge also. It will take 3 to 5 business days to come back in your card.
So, and what's this? I also got another bill on my card for this month from Variety Hardware for $56.95. So what's that for?
Ma'am, I said it before, ma'am. That's a membership fee, ma'am. I have already refunded you for both charges, ma'am. I said it before.
So I should have a zero balance on this from you all on this card, right?
Correct, yes, ma'am. You have refunded for all charges, ma'am.
Well, can I have a number or something I can call my bank and verify it so they don't have to go after y'all?
C as in Charlie, 263.
Beg your pardon?
Did you wanted a number, ma'am, to verify you have been canceled, ma'am, and provide a number verbally over the phone, ma'am. Are you ready to write it down?
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
C as in Charlie, 263.
Wait a minute. You're going too fast. C as in Charlie.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
263.
Wait a minute. 263?
Correct. 243.
Wait a minute. C as in Charlie.
263. 263, ma'am.
263?
Yes, ma'am. 243.
263. And then 243?
243, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
529.
529,
uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
So call, let me read this back up to you. You say, C as in Charlie, 263-243-529.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what kind of number you call this? When I tell my bank, what kind of number you call this?
Cancellation number, ma'am.
Cancellation number, okay. All right, hope I don't have more problem with, about this about this thing. If I do, my bank will contact you.
Okay, ma'am.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you so much, and y'all need to stop scamming people.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Conkers. Have a great day.
You too. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You had to hang up the call, ma'am.
Okay. All right. That's it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Bye-bye.